KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles.
And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. All knowing, and this statement has reference to Israel and how they would experience difficult times, and they did. But God says, my plan is to prosper you and not harm you. My plan is to give you hope and a future. That time, we don't understand God's plan because we don't understand the future. My brothers and sisters, all of what I just said in Jeremiah 20:11 about I know the plans I have for you, your direction was fulfilled and came to pass in 1948 when Israel became a nation. God's plan was fulfilled. We're talking hundreds of years that the nation of Israel did not know God's plan, did not understand it, but God told Abraham that I will make you the father of many nations. That nation didn't come into flourishing until 1948. So I say to you, God has an eternity to do exactly what he said he would do. Whether you would see it, whether Abraham saw it, we see it today according to God's infallible word. He said, I know the plans I have for you. All you have to do is stick to the plan. Because this road is going to get rough and the going will get tough and the hills will be hard to climb. But stay with the plan because I know the plan I have for you. The plans will profit you. And a plan for your success. Secondly, we see a blessing in Psalm 37, verses 25 and 26. For it states, I have been young. Any young folks in the house? But now I'm old. I know there's a whole bunch of young folks. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed or his descendants begging bread. He is very merciful and lends, and his descendants are blessed, past tense. See, we don't understand blessing because we haven't been into nothing. But when you've seen people who are really poor, when you've seen churches that really don't have anything, then you understand how blessed we really are. When you see folks putting pennies in a plate, instead of dollars in the plate, then you'll understand how blessed you are. But I can't afford to pay my bill. I know people who ain't even got houses. But yet God, who owned the silver as well as the gold, but God, who owned the cattle on a thousand hills, but God, who owns it all, is above all, who provides for us all, is in us all. And if you dare to trust the Lord says, I will be your way maker. My brothers and sisters, this verse tells us that God will never forsake us. No matter how young, how old we are, he will always be there. For God loves us so much that we are constantly on his mind. How do you know it, Pastor? It's right here. For what is man that thou art mindful of him, and a son of man that thou visitest him? We are always on God's mind. We are created in his image and likeness. We are special. He made us a little lower than the angels and crowned us with authority that we would share his infallible word so that men will know who he is. My brothers and sisters, God loves us. You, my brothers, are fearfully and wonderfully made. For marvelous are his work. And we were made, not created. You missed it. We were made, not created. And God said, let there be. And God said, let there be fish in the sea. And God said, let there be fowls in the air. And God even said, there will be angels in the firmaments. But when it came to man, God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. It had nothing to do with physical stuff. It had absolutely nothing to do with the stuff that we gravitate toward. Had nothing to do with everything that's around us. But it had absolutely everything to do with a spiritual man. Because God is a spirit. And if we are in his image and likeness, that is spiritual. God loves us. We were made in his image. And then in verse 29 through verses 40, we see God's protection. For it states, the righteous shall inherit the land and dwell in it forever. We are told how that the meek shall inherit the earth. The meek. And shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. At this very moment, there is no peace in this world. All you have to do is turn on television, sir. But one day, the prince, a printer of peace, shall return to reign and to rule over all that he made and all that he created. My brothers and sisters, God is in control. No matter how difficult it may appear to be, God is in control. But Pastor, it looks so difficult. It looks like everything is chaos. It is. But God is in control. There are fires and earthquakes and famines. It is. But God is in control. The financial stock market, the Dow is dropping. But God is in control. Yes, yes. This little dollar bill that we walk around, that we killing folks over. Young folks in the street killing for that mighty dollar is nothing more than an IOU the government has given. And if the government go broke, that money ain't worth the paper it's written on. But we see it all now because the Lord says that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell there. For he founded it upon the sea and he established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands. Anybody got clean hands and a pure heart? My God is in control because he is our protection. Verse 34, we see honor. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt you to inherit the land. There is a promise here for the godly man. God shall exalt thee. But there is also two conditions that must be met. Two conditions. We are to wait. And that's one thing that we have trouble doing. We can't wait because we want it right now. We are to wait on the Lord. And as Yahweh, God, Elohim, Jehovah. And secondly, we are to keep his way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The first condition requires patience and trust. Patience and trust. God, to trust God to do what he said he would do. The reason we can't wait is because we don't have patience. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their what? Secondly, the second requires us to place our confidence on the Lord. We place our confidence in everything but Him. Our jobs, we place our confidence in our 401ks, we place our confidence in everything but the Lord. But when we're at the end of our journey and we don't have anywhere else to go, oh Lord, now we see who is really in control and who we really should place our trust in. My brothers and sisters, there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Trust and obey. Verse 40, we see the future. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in Him. For the steps of a good man receive peace and will have prosperity. Why is it that my neighbors have more than me? Because maybe they know the secret. Why is it that some people are blessed more than others? Maybe they are doing something that God is honoring. Because I've shared with you over and over, God is never going to violate His own word. I can't pay my bill. Maybe there's a reason for it. The steps of a good man will receive peace and have prosperity. David concluded that in a world which wicked people on every hand, the Lord is the salvation and stronghold. In other words, don't worry about it. If, and we know it happened, they crucified the Lord, who was a whole lot better than us, how much more do you think they'll do to you? In a world where political corruption has been birthed, and you see it, and I don't have to explain it, the Lord is saying to the believers, stay committed and stay faithful. It ain't gonna get no better. For the Lord will return one day to make it all better. There's something about the heart of man. It's messed up. It's wicked. It can be good and it can be bad. Because out of our heart flows our emotion. And that emotion sometimes can turn on like a light switch and turn off just the same way. You know how quick it turns on and how quick it turns off. But one day, the Lord will return to receive those whose name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Pastor, I have been the best person. None of us have. Pastor, I've done so many bad things. My goodness, we've all done bad things. But I know one who did, and his name was Jesus. He came and he wiped each and every one of our slates clean because of his unconditional love for you and for me. My brothers and sisters, the Lord is going to return